Talk 580 WTCM. It is Wednesday, May the 10th, and I am Crystal Frost. About 10 minutes after 10 o'clock on this fabulous Wednesday, as we are waiting for the sunshine to get a little bit brighter. We know that the warm weather is on the way, at least mid-60s today here in Traverse City. But regardless of what the temperature is outside, the Travel Authority can make you feel all warm inside, because we talk about all the places we can go. And that's one of my favorite things to do with Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority every Wednesday here. Bonnie, where are we going today?
Well, we can go worldwide. There's yes. no doubt about it. But I want to bring it a little bit kind of closer to home with a subject matter that I think is really kind of a cool. I'm looking at this is Autism Awareness Month,
yes.
May, okay? And you know how I feel about traveling with disabilities or any challenges somebody might have.
Absolutely.
My comment is, yes, you can. There are so many ways to do that. So when I look at that, as I'm putting the programs together, it brings to mind something that no matter whether it's autism, and like somebody like a Royal Caribbean, they have mastered the Autism at Sea program. Just incredible
right.
things like that. And that is a program that they've actually taken all their ships, and I had the pleasure of meeting their director, Ron, who is part of the builds. Every time they're building a new ship or refurbishing a ship, he is in charge of making it so compliant, making it that anybody can travel. And
wow.
they've really taken the Autism at Sea program to heart, just in the lighting and all the different things that are there for whether they're children or anything like that. So I want people to think about that if you're listening to the show, that no matter what, if it's a challenge out there, if there's some challenge that you find, I had wonderful conversations with TSA. TSA is, especially here in Traverse City, they have a great program. You know, you want to talk to them. Mm-hmm. And they will actually, I have a client who, when they pull up into the parking lot, they call and say, we're here. We're going to, our
wow.
family's coming through. And their child has another challenge, but they come out and they meet them. And what they do is they make sure that the line going through, everything like that. There's other programs in airports around the country that I've been talking to the directors, where they actually have some classes. They actually have a simulated, you're going to travel. Before,
oh, how cool is that?
So what they do is they go from start to finish. Here you're going through TSA. Here, well, first you're going to check in at the counter. So going through that. Then you're going through TSA, and this is what you'll be doing. Actually, they have planes that, and they're larger airports that do this. Well, the plane is sitting there, and it's not with passengers in one. It's now you're going through the gate. Now you're going down the jetway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, jetways can be a little
right.
scary too, especially. So going down the jetway, and now you're getting on the plane and getting the feel mm-hmm. of that before they travel.
Wow.
And it's great. And it's not just for autism. It's Down syndrome. It's everything that's out there. And I am happy to report that we have the opportunity now to work with a great family who was concerned about their child, you know, and would that work? And now they're going on a great Alaska cruise.
Oh, how cool.
And the whole family's going. It's a large family, and they're all going to enjoy themselves. And it will work because it's that type of program that they're going to be able to, you know, have things to do, animals. Mm-hmm. Think about that. You know, who doesn't love to see the different animals?
Sure.
So no matter what that challenge might be, whether it's you need some sort of van, it's more than wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. It's pulling it all together. And that's what our office is really focused on, of actually getting accredited and taking the courses that we need to do to help our travelers even better.
You know, I love this concept because so often in so many different areas, but especially when it comes to travel, you end up having one individual and maybe the primary caretaker feeling as though they're being left out, they're being left behind when it comes to these opportunities.
Right.
Because you know they don't want to hold people up.
No.
They don't want people to be waiting for them. They don't they don't want to make things quote unquote difficult for other people, so they usually just stay back. And you don't have to do that.
You don't have to do that. And the yes, you can is kind of that my, I'm calling it the program that we're working on. It's the yes, you can. Yes, you can travel. Mm. It makes a difference. And when TSA has a program that they call TSA Cares, that's all part of it, is getting to understand what to expect, how they can help, all those things. One of the families we're working with, sure, we'll leave out of Traverse City, but they're going to be going through the Vancouver airport too. So I called the equivalent of TSA, and I called the Vancouver airport to see what Canadians do. They don't have, they have separate lines. They do things, but there's no, you don't have to call ahead or do anything. And you're only calling ahead because you want to, don't have to. You don't have to do it at Cherry Capital. But it was a nice feature to know that they were doing that. But in Canada, they just said, we take care.
Right.
We do the equivalent. We make sure we have a special needs line. We do all that type of stuff. And we try to make it comfortable. And so if a child doesn't quite get it or whatever, they're comfortable.
That's okay.
They'll be fine. It's okay.
You know, I wanted to, I know there's been a lot of negative attention out there on especially air travel. But I want to shine a spotlight on something that happened, not locally, but to a local person who forwarded me this, knowing about the show, that she ended up getting really sick. And she's on a flight, and she's traveling for business, and she's supposed to be somewhere at a certain time, but the pressure in her ears is building. She doesn't know what's going on. And, you know, she's very sick. And so she goes to, she was flying Delta, and she's trying to make changes, and she's calling her travel agent to try to help and assist with this. But at this point, she's just sick. And the Delta agent at the desk sees this and says, we're going to put you in a hotel. You need to rest. It's right down here. It's just down the access is right over here. Don't worry about it. It's on us, and we'll figure things out in the morning. And it was, she started to cry because she was like, this is one of those things where this is where we should shine the spotlight every once in a while, because these things happen. This woman didn't have to do that. And she said, you know what? I can see you aren't feeling well, and you have a lot of stuff that you have to figure out for work. You have to talk to your agent to figure out where you're going next. And it happened to be that she got to go into this hotel room. She got to sleep. She got to rest. And she got to be able to finish traveling in the morning.
Oh,
isn't that great?
That's a great story.
Yes.
And there are thousands and thousands of people that work for the various airlines who really do care. Agents I was talking about who told me about the airport programs that they're doing around. And a lot of the staff, the gate agents, the whatever, are volunteering their time to go out and do these programs.
Really?
They're going out there when they're doing these simulated types of, going through an airport, how to do this, because they do care. And it's so rewarding.
Yeah.
They have a whole team that goes through a lot of training, too. But there are people who care, and it's very difficult when we all watch on the news some of these really, really horrific experiences.
It is horrible. I mean, we're not going to deny that these are, obviously you're seeing this in quote unquote real time, because you're in video, so you're reliving this experience if you're watching a video. But most of the time you're going to have a nice person who, right. you know, is help willing to help you out. And I know the person who told us this story, she was floored.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I thought I was going to be, you know, sick in the airport mm-hmm. until I could figure out what was going on. And this woman was like, no, you need to go rest. Let's take care of this.
That's the most important part of it. And, mm-hmm. you know, we all have those challenges. You never know when that's going to happen. But you think about the people, the gate agents, you think about the flight attendants
yes.
and everything that are on there. Weather has such an impact on an entire network
right.
of flights that go on in the country. But not just weather, it's just, you know, the overbooking. And yes, that has been a practice for years. And I know that the airlines are taking a look at that, and some are saying we're not now going to overbook. We're going to do what we do. But most of the time, they really do want to care and take care of you and get that out. And sometimes they just, no excuse, but sometimes it's just those days that, you know, there's
yeah.
just thousands of people. And I got to tell you, most, you know, as a traveler, it can get irritating
mm-hmm.
knowing that, you know, you're going to be flight delayed,
oh,
and
sure.
where are you going to go and all that stuff. But they didn't cause it. So it's how they deal with it is how that airline
right.
will be judged.
Well, and as we have seen a lot of this negativity, we also have to remind ourselves that it always takes that one person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you see someone that's fantastic at their job. I mean, think about this with a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It only takes one bad experience for you to talk about that forever versus
mm-hmm.
every other really great experience you've ever had.
Right.
You know, you kind of go, oh, yeah, well, that's, you know, just par for the course or doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
But one negative experience can really change things.
And we had someone call us about not necessarily Cherry Capital, but another airport in Michigan, and said, I don't understand why there's not more flights.
Mm-hmm.
I can't understand why, you know, I can't go from this to this without having a 4 or 5 hour layover in, you know, Minneapolis or whatever would be the case. And you just, I talked to this gentleman, and I just expressed the airport administrators of the various airports, they want more lift going
right.
in.
They
want to make it easier for people to get, especially Kevin Klein, who we all know Cherry Capital is amazing. They want that to happen, but it's the amount of passengers and all those counts that factor into how often they have flights going in and out.
I mean, yeah.
It's the airline industry is complex.
Oh, absolutely.
It's never been an easy industry to understand, especially with there are a million different airfares on any given day in the system. Okay. That's what we do. We try to figure that out.
Right, exactly.
Definitely.
Well, you know, and you know, it's just one of those things that if you can try to, and that was why I was really happy that short story was shared, because if you can try to find something good going on and go, mm-hmm. okay, most people are like this, most things are like this, and it was just wonderful and above and beyond.
Well, thanks for bringing that
yeah.
to all of our attention, because that's a good thing, and we
yes.
all need that out there when we're doing this. Spring is an interesting time of the year, too, right now. Spring, a lot of opportunities, a lot of different little sales are going on, a lot of opportunities to travel at some good value-added things are going on. I know we're experiencing at the Travel Authority a spring sale that, you know, started in April and it'll go through
mm-hmm.
June. Some really great with various cruise lines, things like that, value-addeds and pricing. So, you know, if you're thinking about traveling. But the other thing that we're seeing are the airfares. We just had someone come back, and they were able to, as we always talk about, bundling that little airfare
yes.
with a land package, saving significant money. They could take the entire trip with 3 or 4 nights, the air, and a car rental for the price of a published airfare.
Right. You know what? That's amazing.
It is amazing. And you look at this and you go, well, why do I not travel right now?
Yeah.
It's a good time of the year to do that.
You know, speaking of why not travel, one of the things I wanted to talk about was why it's so important to use that travel agent. And
mm-hmm.
I was reading something actually in National Geographic about travel and about some trends and things like that for some of these exotic destinations. But I came across something that I thought was worth sharing. And And, you know, travel agents, travel advisors, they're advisors. They do that, something that a computer can't actually do. A computer can't dig deep and find out what's going on beneath the surface. They can just say, hey, this is what's happening. And one particular travel advisor was telling a story about now new clients that they have after these clients said that they wanted to spend Christmas in Bora Bora. Well, This computer didn't tell them that it was monsoon season in Bora Bora during Christmas, and it was quite the probably the worst trip that they've ever taken. Now, had they gone to someone who was a travel advisor, a travel agent, who said, you sure you want to do that for that date? Because here's what's going on there. We see the pictures on the screen. And we think it's going to look like that all the time. So then we look at our calendar and we say, we want to go somewhere for Christmas. And then we say, it's going to be beautiful. And
let's
then
go
you
to
get
Bora Bora.
A monsoon. Exactly.
Just like any other area of our country, seasonalities impacted, all of that. You know, it has been changing. The climates have been changing, definitely. And temperatures and weather is a little differently than in maybe in past years. But there are certain seasons, and monsoon season in Bora Bora, you know, we're all aware of that.
Right, and especially if you want to get that, like, great beach experience and that cultural immersion, well, you're not going to do that during monsoon season, you know,
no,
so that's
not
a good match. So a travel advisor can say, well, so you, I'm hearing you want this kind of experience. Maybe we look at this destination.
Well, it's funny because you're saying travel advisor, and we're, as an industry, I think, challenging ourselves to know what we're going to call ourselves, because it's always been the travel agent.
Travel agent, yeah.
Then you hear the travel consultant. Then you hear the travel advisor.
Right.
And I think the advisor, consultant advisor, is much more in tune to what we do, especially today. We've always given advice. We've always made suggestions. We've always done. But the consulting side of it, the advising side of it, is on steroids today, because there are so many opportunities, so many options out there. And if we don't spend that quality time talking together with our clients, we'll never know that. So it's really having those conversations, like you said, kind of know what they, what you really, and sometimes someone will walk in and go, I don't have any idea what I want to do. Okay, so you now start getting down to, well, tell me what, you know, in general, what do you like to do? Or do you have any sports? Any, or do you like walking, hiking, biking, you know, any of those types of things? What do you do? Do you just want to relax? Do you just want to kind of tune out the world and go away? Because the top two things of travelers in a recent survey, and I might have mentioned this, is number one, they want to just relax. Number two, they want to spend it with family. Because if you're listening and you are a business traveler and you are on the road every single week, and you're probably on two or three airplanes too that way, you know what it's like, you know, because someone will say, oh, but you travel all the time. Do you know what it's like to be a business traveler be on the road all the time? It's hard.
Yeah.
And so that's why when they just want to go and they just want to take it easy, they want to just enjoy that relaxation.
One of the things that I think is happening, not only in the travel industry, but, you know, this is happening worldwide, that people are wanting to know where their products are coming from. You know, this in the restaurant world, they call it farm to table. So people know the story of their food. And in the travel world, people are wanting to know that when they go somewhere, that they're doing something to, that maybe it's really important to them that they're staying in a family-owned business. Or that they're, you know, that their restaurants and their destinations are going to be, you know, these are employing small-town village people and things like that, not the YMCA village people, but you know what I'm saying.
I got that one. Colleen's dancing. That is what I was speaking. No, I'm just kidding.
But this has all become very, very important. And that's something that a travel advisor and someone at the travel authority can do. They can look that up for you. They can go, you know what, this is a family-owned property. And you know, this is something that, you know, you're putting your money to something that's going to go straight into the pockets of people who live in this community.
Right. And a community spirit, feeling, and especially if you're traveling internationally, they're so proud of where they live. They want to show it off. They want you to get the feel, the culture, the food, everything about them. And they normally welcome you with open arms. So you're absolutely right. Working with the smaller, working with the more intimate type of, you know, business is great. And they're all coming, you know, all coming out and doing that, especially with now the river cruises the way they are.
Yes.
And, you know, next week we get Gary from Alma Waterways, the president. He's going to come on, and Carlin and I are both going to come here.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited about that. So Gary from Alma Waterways is coming up next weekend, or next Wednesday. And it's just been kind of a delight to be able to sit back with you, Bonnie Pintozzi, and really just to talk about what it is that's going on behind the scenes in the travel world, and to have that kind of time to catch up. Most often we are just inundated with wonderful guests that are giving us more things to add to our bucket list.
Right.
And, you know, now when it comes time to start to check those things off, that's when you can get in touch with Bonnie Pintozzi and the rest of the folks at the Travel Authority and really start making that plan.
You can. And before we run out of time, I have this little thing that I've been carrying around forever. Was what is a bucket list? Okay, so, and what exactly is a bucket list? But what's the origins and the term of a bucket list? And there's a lot of controversy over how this came about, but the theory involves a reference to a custom of, you know, buckets and things like that, and you know, the holy water and all these different things that was being carried. But it's right now in this world, it means, where do I want to go? Mm-hmm. Where is that essential place I want to just take off to? And making one of those lists and knowing what you want to do. I know in this studio we have someone who has a notebook full of a bucket
list.
I do,
and I thought that it was things you need to do before you kick the bucket.
Yeah, see, I thought that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. But yours is more like it's like a giant hot tub list. It's not even a bucket anymore.
Because I'm not getting
things been starting
done.
To write down forever. I don't know what to tell you about
one. I've crossed a few things off the list, but I do need to get busy because time's a-wasting.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really important to do that. And we joke about a bucket list, but it's out there. And, you know, the world is out there to decide upon.
The world is out there, and the Travel Authority will help you get there.
You bet we will.
Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority, thank you so much, as always, for coming in. And if you have any questions whatsoever, go to thetravelauthority.com. You can go to one of their numerous locations. You can call and just make sure that you're talking to someone who is that travel advisor, because the computer can't tell you about monsoon season
away. They can show you a pretty picture, but that's not your realm.
Exactly. Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break. Tracy Kurtz joins us next for a little winning on this Wednesday. It's WTCM Traverse City.